We are doing the Rosh Hashanah, and we're holding page Dalit in the Machon Shalem edition. The Ran had discussed that when you have particulars, when you have pratim that are similar, so then they strengthen one another. When they have the same advantage or disadvantage. But if they have different disadvantages, then each one can cover up for the other one. And the Ran has been developing the concept, the strength of a tzibur. Hine, im ken befulot ativiyot ubemasim ha'enoshiyim nitamet. If we see that this is the way it is in when it comes to physical things, as the Ran had discussed, the verse in Ecclesiastes that when two are together, each one can strengthen the other one and cover for the other one. Shekol davar yitchazek v'yichapel v'yitztaref elav domel, that things get stronger, they get doubled when they join something that is similar to themselves. V'ra'u shiyeh ze gam ken b'dvarim aguim v'chasrim. So then, theoretically, the same thing should be true when you have lackings. Shetitchazek ha'tchuna ha'ra'a ha'hi v'achpalata mekurvatam. That trait, that tendency, should become even stronger when you join two together. V'ze emet gamur. And this is definite truth. Aval al tzad echad miyuchad, but only in a specific way. V'hu, and that is, she'yach yisaron ahu davar echad maskim b'chulam. It must be that all the pratim, all the components have the same lacking. Ki al tzad ha'mashal, for example, im timtza be'echad tchunat ha'kilut. If you find one, he's stingy, he's miserly, he's niggardly, ve'hi tchuna ra, and that's definitely a bad trait. Bitztref elav acher ba'al otah tchuna ra be'atzma. If he has a partner who has that same tendency, techapel v'techazek ha'tchuna hi l'ro'a. So then that tendency will strengthen itself for bad. They'll constantly be skimping. And finally, one guy will say, well, maybe we should give charity to this guy. He's really feeling bad. Another guy will say, no, come on, we've got to save. Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? So each one strengthens the other in this negative trait. Omnam, im yiye kibbutz echad. But let's say you have a gathering of people, manashim, from people, sheyesh lahem be'atzmam chitut achilut. Among the people, there are those that have this lacking, this faulty characteristic, this faulty trait, that they're extra stingy. V'anashim yesh lahem be'atzmam p'chitut p'chizur mamon. And among the group, you also have people that they waste their money. They'll scatter their money. Pe'ulot ze hamurkav b'chlalo. So then when you have a group together where one has this tendency, which is bad, and one has that tendency, which is bad, but when they're all together, yiyeh yoter shleimot mefulot prat chad mipratav. The actions of this group will be more whole than the actions of each individual. Even though each individual has his lacking, but together they cover for one another's lacking. I was given to run a certain gemach. Money was collected in the community for a certain family, and then they asked me, "You run it." So I didn't want to do it. As much as I tried to get out of it, I couldn't get out of it. Finally, I said, I'm only willing to run on condition that there are another two people on the board with me. Why? Because I know I'm going to try to do what's right, but I know I have certain things I still have to work on. I don't want that the gemach will lose from my faults. So I said, if there are another two people, hopefully we'll all balance one another out. Well, that's the idea of a board. Each one has his strengths, each one has his weaknesses. If we take three people that have the same weaknesses, then we have a problem. Then we've just strengthened the weakness. But if we take three people that each one has a different weakness and a different strength, so then we end up covering for one another. Kashan emar b'yisodot derech mashal, just when we spoke about the elements, for example, ki'ilu yimatzei yisod echad ashelo toch yisaron be'atzmo sheyesh liyisod haaretz. If we find an element that has the same faults, the same lacking characteristics of the element of earth, kasher yitztaref elav, when you join these two elements together, yigdal oto chisaron bli safek, undoubtedly, you just find that lacking will be doubled. Umipnei zamru b'sanhedrin, and that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what we saw last night, on the verse in Mishlei, kinus la tzadikim tov lahem v'tov la'olam. when you gather the tzaddikim together, it's good for them and good for the world. You're taking the good, you're putting them all together, so then they have more strength. Pizula Hosheim, scattering of the wicked, tov lahem v'tov la'olam. It's good for them and good for the world because it weakens them. V'hu mitzad shehem askimim al tchunot ra'ot, and that's because they're shayim. They agree, they all have these faulty traits. Asher bihitkabtzam, when they gather together, titchazekna tchunahi, that trait gets strengthened. Ubit pazram, and when they're scattered, techalesh v'techaser, then it's weakened and is detracted. Ad sheraynu Yaakov avinu. So we find an example of this with Yaakov. He saw two sons of his, and these two sons were tzaddikim. Nonetheless, in kol ze, biotamaskimim al tchuna achat bilti neota beinav, being that they had one trait, the trait of anger, that Yaakov said is not fitting. Yaakov looked at his two sons, Shimon and Levi, and he said, "There's something wrong there. Arur apam, I curse their anger." So they have one trait, which is faulty. Achalekim bi Yaakov, Yaakov said, "I will scatter them among Yaakov." They have this faulty trait. The way to deal with it is to weaken it. How do you weaken it? By ensuring that they don't gather together. If they gather together, then you strengthen the weakness. We don't want that weakness redoubled. We want to abolish that weakness. So we scatter them. Now we could pause here, or we could continue for another 20 minutes with an understanding of the Dor HaPalaga.
Pause for 20 minutes.
Pause here. Okay, so we'll continue next week.